Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Annie, and I'm from New York. Please like and subscribe to STA.
Once again.
That's so unfair. You always cheat.
Don't be a crybaby.
Annie, do you always have to behave like a barbarian? Michael could have injured himself badly.
It was an accident.
I'm fine. We were just playing. Oh, I know how wild Annie becomes. She just doesn't know when to stop.
Sometimes I wished I didn't have a mom because she was always saying horrible stuff to me. I did the total opposite of what my mom desired. For instance, I played soccer and I was the best at it. My best friend was a boy. Michael and I were like peanut butter and jelly. And sometimes we even dressed like each other, which drove my mom up the wall.
Annie, what on earth are you wearing?
Hello to you too, Mom. What's in the bag?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Look, I found this cute dress for you. You have such a great figure. I'm sure you will look so cute.
Ew, Mom, you know I hate pink.
Oh, what did I do to have a daughter who likes being a tomboy? Your mom is so dramatic.
More like annoying. If it wasn't for you in my life, I would probably be the most miserable person in the world.
You mean a lot to me too, Annie.
Well, our happy friendhood was short-lived, because all of a sudden and out of the blue, I saw moving trucks at Michael's house.
We're moving back to Italy.
Why do you guys have to move to another country?
My parents are separating now, so Mom has to move back to Italy.
How am I going to live without you?
Hey, we can still see each other over the internet.
That's not the same!
Well, long story short, Michael and I contacted each other a couple of times, and then I stopped once I went to high school. Even though I was one of the smart kids at school, the friends I had were a group of bad girls who got up to mischief all the time. They took up most of my time, and usually I ended up in trouble.
Annie, come on. It's your turn to splash paint all over the principal's car.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
The next day, Mom was called to school, and she was so disappointed in me.
I am so sorry about Annie's behavior. I promise it won't ever happen again. Annie is actually one of our top achievers, and the only problem we have with her is her behavior. I have a suggestion that might help. I would do anything to help Annie be more disciplined. Take this. It's information for the exchange student program. Since she is a smart girl, I think she would qualify.
Mom seemed eager for me to try the exchange program out, as if she was eager for me to get out of her space.
Annie, I think your principal is right. This is exactly what you need.
Oh, you have been waiting to get rid of me for years. I'm not going anywhere.
Fine, suit yourself. Oh, and by the way, the trip was in Italy.
Michael was in Italy, and it got me thinking. I sent Michael a message, letting him know about the exchange program. I thought he would ignore me since I didn't talk to him for a while, but he was happy to hear from me. So I packed my bags and took the offer to explore Italy. When I was finally there, I looked around the airport searching for Michael, and then a hand touched my shoulder, and stood before me was a gorgeous guy. I couldn't believe how much he had changed.
Wow, you turned out to be quite the hunk.
And you look super gorgeous as always. Welcome to Italy, my friend.
I felt so happy to see him. And when he took me to his house, his mom was even more excited to see me. I missed her cooking. She cooked the best pasta ever.
So glad to have you here. Come on, I made your favorite.
Michael looked at me differently, like he liked me, and I wasn't sure as yet if I felt the same, even though he looked so fine.
Do you still play soccer?
No. When I got to high school, a lot changed.
I can see, but you shouldn't give up on what you love.
Michael had a point, and I was going to use my time in Italy getting back into my love for sport. The next day, I was going to start my first day as an exchange student, and when I entered with Michael next to me, girls looked at me sternly.
Looks like you have a lot of admirers in the school, Mr. Charmer Boy.
Yeah, but none of them are my type.
Oh yeah? What is your type?
You.
My face turned red when he said that, and because I wasn't looking, I accidentally bumped into another guy who looked like he stepped out of a popular rock band.
Watch where you're walking, girl.
I'm so...
Before I could apologize, he cut me off and looked viciously at Michael.
And you! Don't think I forgot about what you did. I'm still going to get you back for that.
Hey, are you okay? What was he talking about?
That's Brent the Jerk. He's my stepbrother.
What? How come you never mentioned him before?
Because I only found out when we moved to Italy. My dad chose to go back to Brent's mom, and my mom followed him here, trying her best to convince him not to leave us, but Brent's mom was rich, so he chose her.
Wow, I'm so sorry you had to go through all that.
I'm okay now. Brent is a spoiled brat. He tried to steal test papers from the principal's office, and I saw him, so I told the principal. That's why he's mad.
You did the right thing. Don't feel bad about it.
Later after school, I had to wait for Michael to finish his football practice, and then I saw Brent sneaking into the change room, so I followed him. I found him fiddling with one of the lockers, and then I bravely stood behind him.
What do you think you're doing?
None of your business! What are you doing in the boys' change rooms?
I asked you first. What are you doing?
Ha ha! I don't have to tell you anything!
Just because you're rich and spoiled, don't think you can always have your way.
Brent suddenly came close to my face, and I felt almost taken by his hazel brown eyes and his strong jawline. But then I remembered what Michael had told me.
I'm not scared of you.
Don't believe everything my stepbrother tells you.
Later that afternoon, while Michael and I were doing our homework together like old times, I felt a little awkward because every time he completed an answer, he glared at me.
I miss this. Us doing homework together.
Me too. But if you keep on staring at me, you'll have no homework to submit in class tomorrow.
I can't help myself. You are...
Michael, there's something I need to tell you. While you were at football practice, I followed Brent into the boys' change room.
Did something happen between you two?
No, of course not. I saw him fiddling at one of the lockers and then I told him off.
Good. He's always up to no good. It's best you stay far away from him.
Yeah, he...
Michael surprised me with a kiss, and I was speechless.
I really like you, Annie.
Well, I don't know what to say.
What? You don't feel the same? Do you like someone else?
Huh? No, I...
You don't think I'm good enough?
Michael, we're friends.
Date me, please. I...
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think we're meant for each other.
I felt so under pressure. I didn't want him to feel bad, so I said yes.
Okay, I guess.
Dating Michael had to take some getting used to. Every time he kissed me, I felt so weird. And then the next shocking thing happened at the school parking lot.
Are you all right? Oh my gosh, babe, are you okay?
Yeah. That guy would have knocked me if it wasn't for...
I didn't get a chance to say thank you to Brent, and apparently the scooter guy's brakes were not working. And as for Michael, he didn't even want to acknowledge how Brent saved me.
Brent kind of rescued me. Did you see that?
I would have rescued you too, but it happened so fast.
During lunch break, Michael was at football practice again, so I was on my own. I tried to find a quiet spot to sit, and then I saw Brent sitting under a tree. This was my chance to thank him.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for coming to my rescue this morning.
No worries. So, how is dating my stepbrother going for you?
It's good.
What did he tell you about me?
I think you already know. You like drawing?
Yeah, it keeps my mind off negative people like my brother.
Well, I've known Michael from childhood, and there's nothing negative about him.
Huh! That's what you think. He is very good at manipulating people.
Before I could say another word, Michael startled me from behind.
Didn't I tell you to stay away from this guy?
Michael, I thought you were at football practice.
Yes, I was. And then I got a message from a friend that you were talking to this jerk when I told you to stay away from him.
Michael started raising his voice at me, and Brent got up to defend me.
Hey, you can't just shout at her. And you're the jerk, not me.
Brent and Michael started at each other fiercely, and then Michael pushed Brent against the tree.
Michael, what is wrong with you?
Come on, let's go.
No, you're acting ridiculous. I came here to thank Brent for rescuing me this morning. Why are you acting like such a jerk?
You calling me a jerk? After all that my mom and I have done for you. We invited you to our house. I was your best friend when your crazy mom kept nagging you for being different.
You are so selfish.
I felt my anger build up, and then I slapped Michael. And as I blindly stormed off, I bumped into a pole and collapsed. I don't know how long I was unconscious, but when I opened my eyes, I was happy to see my mom.
Hey, sweetie.
Mom, what are you doing here?
You blacked out for 2 days, hon. Of course I would be here.
You came all the way to Italy for me?
Yes, you are my everything, Annie. While you were away, I became lonely. Do you want to come back home?
Not just yet, Mom. I signed up for a top-class girls' soccer club. I'm waiting to see if I got in.
Soccer? So that's what you want to do for the rest of your life?
It's what I love, Mom. I never stopped you from being a beauty queen.
You're right. I'm sorry for being a horrible mom.
You're not a horrible mom. I'm sorry for not being the daughter you always wanted.
Hey, you're perfect just the way you are.
It felt good to hear Mom say those words. And while we were bonding, Michael entered with a lot of balloons and flowers.
I'll leave you two now. Take care of my baby girl, Michael.
Hey, babe. I'm so sorry about what happened. I didn't mean for you to end up in a hospital.
It's not your fault. The doctor said there was a lack of iron in my blood.
Every time Michael randomly kissed me, I felt so awkward. I didn't feel any chemistry with him.
What's wrong?
Michael, I don't feel what you're feeling. I've always liked you, just as a friend.
So you were playing with my feelings? Or maybe you like Brent the jerk?
Michael started acting irrationally again, and then Brent surprisingly entered the room.
You should stop calling me a jerk, brother. I did nothing wrong to you. What are you doing here? Get out, now!
I want him to stay.
I told you he is not a good person. He lies, and he does all sorts of bad things to people. That's not true, and you know that. The only reason he's angry at me is because his mom lied to my dad. He was never my dad's son, but he still loves you. I don't have a problem with you.
Stop lying!
Michael then went bizarre and grabbed my drips pole and charged after Brent.
Michael, stop!
No, I won't let him have you too!
When Michael refused to listen, I pressed a button next to my bed. The security guards ran in and held Michael back from harming Brent. Later that evening, the hospital let me go home. Mom had to rush back to New York, and when I was at Michael's house, he was not around, and his mom opened up to me.
This is all my fault. I lied to Michael about who his father was, because I didn't want him to learn the truth about his real father, who ended up in prison when I was only 3 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, he seems to have a lot of anger.
When Brent's father found out I lied, he left us and came back to Italy. I had no choice but to also come back home. This was my mother's house.
Everything will be okay.
When Michael eventually came home, he didn't say a word to his mom or me. He hardly even ate his dinner. And after I helped Michael's mom with the dishes, I decided to face him.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, I want to talk to you. I know you're hurt inside because of your dad not being your real dad, but you can't just blame Brent for that. He was just born, and none of it is his fault.
You don't know anything.
I know you, and I know that you are a good person. Don't let your parents' mistakes determine who you are.
It's hard. It's been so hard to understand. I was also just born into a lie, and when I found out, I just lost it.
I know, but you are not alone, and no one hates you. You need to accept the truth and then move on.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm sorry I pushed you to date me. When I saw you, I felt like my old self again, and I just...
I understand, and I'm still here.
The next day at school, when I saw Brent, I sat down next to him and things seemed cool between us.
I'm so glad to see you're out of hospital. How do you feel?
I'm great. Listen, I'm sorry I judged you before.
It's okay. And that day in the change room, I was opening my locker. Believe it or not, I'm also on the football team, but I never play. I'm their standby guy.
Thank you for clearing that up.
When Michael appeared at the table, Brent got up to leave because he didn't want any trouble.
I'll just go now. See you around, Annie. Wait, you don't have to leave. I'm sorry. I was wrong to be angry at you. Okay, thanks. I guess I'm sorry, too.
Aw, this is so overwhelming. I guess we can all be friends now.
Or more than friends. Hey, don't push your luck now.
I finally received the phone call I've been waiting for. I was accepted in the biggest soccer club as an intern. My dreams were coming true, and I was sure glad to celebrate the great news with my two best friends.